Much discussion around early childhood programming and services, both nationally and locally. And of course, key community representatives are going to be joining in on a weekly basis, discussing the four pillars of the plan prepared by First Steps Kent County today, why early childhood matters. And Nissa Eddy, glad that you are here. Pritzker Early Childhood Fellow, Kay Kinnick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Lou Chamberlain, First Steps Kent co-chair, another hat you wear in this world. Hi to you. How's your
good morning?
How's your bride?
She is doing well. She's you know, knock on wood, she's doing swell. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And another season of baseball.
That's right. We just wrapped one up. Another successful year. Our 25th year here.
Yes, and obviously talking about what's in our own backyard when it comes to the Whitecaps. Tell me more about you, Nissa.
Yeah, so I am the Pritzker Fellow with Early Childhood for Kent County, and that's really a combined role with First Steps Kent and K-Connect, doing some systems work with alignment and collaboration, just looking to improve outcomes for the kids and families in our community.
All right, you have the jobs of serving as kind of the first impressions for this radio series. I think we're going to talk over the next 12 weeks or so, right up until a community, a local event here. But we'll take each segment apart specifically. And our key point today is why early childhood matters. So I ask you for the answer to that.
Well, I can give you my perspective.
Yes.
And this is, you know, this is something that I've been working on for over 15 years. And when First Steps was first formed, Kate Pugh Walters and Doug DeVos asked a number of us in the community to get together and look at early childhood issues here in the community. And you know, I was a baseball guy, not necessarily an education guy or a health guy. And so they brought us together, and they did a really smart thing. The first thing they did is they sat us all down, and we spent over a year just being educated about early childhood and why it mattered. And what we learned is, and what I learned is that first and foremost, a child's brain develops more quickly in those first 3 years of life than at any other time. And not only that, I mean, that's when you can really have an impact. But not only that, stress, you know, whether it's from abuse or poverty or lack of proper nutrition, that kind of stress can actually inhibit the development of a brain. So this is really a critical period, and this 0 through 5 period is really, really a critical period. And then the other thing I learned, and this of course is what really, really flipped the switch for the private sector guy, is that there's an incredible return on investment. Then when a community makes investments in early childhood programming, there is a return that as much as 6 to 1, $6 for every dollar spent in terms of savings. And that savings occurs in avoiding grade repetition and truancy issues and drug dependency issues and the criminal justice system and health outcomes as well. So it really makes sense. If you have a choice and you're going to invest what are precious resources, public resources, doesn't it make sense to invest them at the beginning when you can have the most impact because these brains are just developing, rather than trying to fix things later on when these kids are 16, 17, 18 years old and they're already failing in the system?
So I was
convinced.
Yes. Thank you for saying yes, and now you're on the radio talking about it as
exactly.
The first yes. What are you trying to achieve in Kent County, Anissa?
You know, the early childhood system can feel a little fuzzy when you talk about it, but what makes up the early childhood system is prenatal support so that children can be born healthy, parenting education, comprehensive health services, and then when you're thinking about quality care and learning, so child care, preschool, and we're wanting to see outcomes improve in all of those areas. This is the building block for so many other things. We talk about academic achievement and graduation rates and employment needs, but this is where we start, how we invest in early childhood. And of course, parents are the experts on their kids. They're the first teachers, but we, I'm speaking as a parent, are stretched thin. So it's really great to have a system of support that can come around you, regardless of how you're situated and what your needs are, that services that you need or supports that would be beneficial for your parenting journey are available in your community. And we're trying to make sure that those services, resources, and supports are connected to families in Kent County.
Is a key point here that every young child healthy and ready to learn by kindergarten is a goal?
Definitely.
That's definitely the goal.
We're thinking about developmentally on track. So that's from prenatal and then definitely in the infant and toddler years. And coming to kindergarten, not only ready to learn academically, but thinking about physical health, emotional wellness, social skills, all of those things we're wanting to have concentrated emphasis on in the early years.
And also bearing in mind that a kid that starts behind stays behind. It's very difficult for them to catch up.
Let's go back and forth on the definition of the early childhood system. What does it include? Who does it work for?
The early childhood system, it touches all kids. Mm-hmm. So when you think about any space where babies, toddlers, little kiddos exist, that's part of the early childhood system. So that's within homes, it's within child cares, it's the medical system, and even when we think about the environment. So where we're living, our neighborhoods, all of those spaces are part of the system. We have a bit more definition when you think about K-12 or the higher ed system, but early childhood includes all the spaces where you have little kids.
And that includes parents.
That includes
family. That includes parents.
Parenting education, right?
Absolutely. You know what? And at one time or another, and Anissa referred to this, mm-hmm. we all need that. You know, I go back.
We have
30
loose,
years.
A loose story. Okay.
You know, I go back 30 years, and I remember that when we were starting out, there were things that we just didn't know about. Childhood development and the health of our newborns and so everybody needs help, and the early childhood system is not replacing parents, it's supporting parents.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to know that you're not alone.
Exactly.
It can be such a daunting task to be raising young people and helping them to be prepared for the best future they can have. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a question or you just want to have community in that journey, we want our community to be full of options for parents that can come alongside them.
We're also looking for comprehensive health services so kids have the care they need too. This comes under this early childhood system?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's of course it's about their brain architecture and their brain development and ultimately it's going to impact how they do in the education system and whether they become productive members of our community. But a lot of that has to do with them being healthy as well. And so we're really talking about the whole child, not different aspects of the child. And that's why this systematic approach is so important.
Digging into even more of an action item, the Ready by Five Early Childhood Proposal. Let's introduce this. What will it create?
The Ready by Five Early Childhood Proposal would create local dedicated funding for early childhood services. So things that we talked about around holistic health, around developmental screening, parent support, quality care and learning environments, dedicated funding for all of those things. And there will be a ballot proposal November 6th on every single ballot in Kent County related to this proposal. You have to go all the way to the back of the ballot to see it, but all Kent County voters will have a chance to vote on that proposal.
Yeah, I think one of the things that this community really needs, and I've been watching it, as I said, for over 15 years, that there are a lot of great programs that deal with early childhood. What we need, though, is to bring them all together in a really systematic approach, and dedicated funding is gonna make a difference, and I think that's why this Yes Ready by Five proposal exists.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we'll go to where can families get more information? How do we begin our education on this?
Going to the website successstartsearly.org is a great spot to get more information.
All right. Looks like I'll, your co-chair, your other co-chair, Kate P. Walters, will be in next week.
Yes, so she will.
We'll ask
She'll
about
She'll have a lot to say, I'm sure.
I'm sure she will in a good way. I'll for sure ask her about her co-chair.
That's right. Let's see what kind of a review she gives me.
Anissa, thank you very much on behalf of the Pritzker Early Childhood Fellow you are.
Thank you.
Yes,
thanks, Shelley.
Hey, welcome, Kay Connect and Lou Chamberlain, First Steps Kent co-chair. Again, we are going to be discussing this on Tuesdays at this time as we look at how we can all be involved in basically our future and more. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.